during the day, there are many things that I want to do. I feel the pressure and the demand and the need of to accomplish many things daily. These are daily living, daily activity. Sometimes our vision expands, of course, to months and years, but still you break it down to your day. There are many things, and the fact that I cannot do those things as soon as I want it and the way I want it, it bothers me, and there is a pressure. Even if I didn't have those pressure, the pressure of finishing those tasks are there. That means they are always before my face. The things that I want to do, they are always before my face. Right? They're always there. Meaning I can always see them. They're always before me. Demand. Need. News that is connected to what we want and what we don't want, and connected to our desires. They're always there. They're always there. They're always there. Maybe not for you, but for me, they're always there. I'm driving, and I was just thinking that, wow, I can feel the weight of it. I can see them. They're before me, almost day and night. Maybe, hopefully not at night. Sometimes we dream of the things we want to do, but they are before me. But the question is, if I have things before me, what does the Lord has things before Him, before His face? Just a good question to ask. We're gonna come back to that. Okay. I have many things before me. Sometimes they make my life really hard, my daily life. And emotionally, sometimes they're draining. But that's not the point. The point is, I am always aware of them. Right there. Highlight that sentence. We are always aware of those things. The question is, what is the Lord? What is He aware of all the time? Okay, we come back to that later. Okay, now that we realize there are many things that we are aware of. If your mom and dad, they are aware of your the provision that we need to bring and provide for our children. If you're a pastor, you're aware of all the people you're responsible for. If you are, you have your own business, Lord God, you're aware of many things. And if you work for other people, you're aware of what's going on Monday through Friday. Can't wait to get to Friday and leave the office. But there are things, many things that we are aware. Okay? Now that we settled the reality. Of course, we all know these things. I'm just highlighting these things. Hopefully, we're going somewhere. Okay? We're aware of so many things day and night. What's the point? The question is there other things that we are not aware that they are as important and even more important than the things that we are constantly aware of? Of course there are. What? L-O-V-E. Love. To love. But see, the thing is, love is not demanding. The person of love, I'm talking about the person of love, God. Love is not demanding as much as the demand of everyday life. I shared that before. Because love is not demanding, we should not take love and loving away from our constant awareness. Am I aware that God loves me all the time, as much as I'm aware that I need to do so many things? Am I aware of my need of loving other people? Not really, because love is not before my face day and night. I am not aware of love day and night. I am aware of my daily living and daily life day and night. I'm aware of my own problem, my own blemishes, my own difficulty, and my own shortcoming, and Paul said his own sin. Paul was really aware, Apostle Paul, of those things. But at the same time, he constantly talked about love. That means he was aware of love. And he constantly pointed everything he said to the person of love, Jesus Christ. The question is, what is before God's face? What is he aware of constantly, you and me? Our face is before him always. The question is his face before us always? Is love before our faces always? That doesn't mean we're going to be able to love completely. No, it's the awareness. I'm aware of many needs that I have daily life, but I'm not able to accomplish all of them, but I'm constantly aware. Same thing with love. Am I constantly aware that I need to learn to love and God loves me? Not really. Do I want that? Absolutely. What do I need to do? Father, allow love to be in front of my face day and night. Allow me to be aware of love and loving day and night. As my face is before you day and night, may your face be before us day and night. Right there. Pray that prayer. Father, of course, Son and Holy Spirit, may your face be before us day and night. That's all.